Number one talk station 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us on the crossfire for today. It's always a pleasure to know that you're there. It's Health Thursday, and on Health Thursday today, we are taking a look at we're going back to the medical fraud series that we had last month in July, and there were so many complaints about different facilities across the country, not just in Lagos alone, across the country. And we had some of those facilities respond to some of the allegations raised against them. Some issues were addressed right there during the course of series. Some did their investigation, then go back to us and then give us their response. Now, we have in the studio the team from FMC Ebute Meta live in the studio with me. When an allegation was raised against the facility, the CMD spoke to me, and very, very lovely gentleman. And he said that he was going to put up a panel, and the panel will do the investigation. And I said, look, sir, anytime the panel is ready to go, I am ready to, you know, give the panel the platform to come share the outcome of the investigation, you know, with the general public, because these allegations were said in public, so it should be addressed in public as well, so you get a feedback of some of those things that were said on the radio then. And the panel is right here. They're made up of the following: Dr. Oluwatoyin Akin Shiku. She's a consultant dermatology, and she's here with us today. Dr. Oluwatoyin, good morning to you. Thank you so much
good
for joining
us. Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
It's good to have you here. And we also have Dr. Mrs. Olowu. She's director of pharmacy. Thank you so much for joining us,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
Dr. Ayola Olorunfemi is here. He's the director of corporate services. Dr. Ayola, you've been my point of contact, huh? Fantastic. But I for some reasons I can't hear you. I'm hoping that this will be set right before we even, you know, get on with our conversation. Mr. Sanusi Adeto is also here. He's assistant chief admin officer, FMC Ebute Meta. Mr. Sanusi, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
It's good to have you. Let me have you join me here. Dr. Aya, please leave your seat if you don't mind. Come and join me right over here so that Lagos can hear you very clearly. Please, Lagos, if you're watching online, please pardon us. I need to have him sit beside me here so I can have yes. Let's do that greeting again. Dr. Ayola, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch. So if we're all ready, let's get going. Let me start with you, Dr. Ayola. You are the director of public services and corporate services. And I'm hoping that you can take us through some of the processes that you followed. Then I will now come to Dr. Oluwatoyin much later on, after you must have been through the processes. Please take us through those processes, so that the reason for this is so people can understand, you know, that understand your process, then they can make up their mind as to, you know, what they see about it. So please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the good work you are doing.
Thank
in
you.
Ensuring that effective and efficient healthcare is being given to the public. Actually, when this allegation came up, our management took up the challenge responsibly by setting up a committee. And the panel of inquiry consists of 8 members.
Okay.
The chairperson, Dr. Akishiko, who happens to be an erudite consultant, that is consultant dermatology, and another member who is equally here, a director, the head of pharmacy, director, a doctor in pharmacology. And we have representative of the nursing services, who is equally an assistant director, And we have another medical doctor, although she's not here,
okay.
who is also a member. So okay. he's fully loaded, including my humble self.
Hmm.
We sat down and we looked at the allegation, and we ensure that justice is not only been seen to be given to the alleged,
the complainant.
The complainant.
Right.
We equally look at the people, the person or the doctor involved.
Okay.
And we looked at the whole thing holistically. What really happened then? Before I go further, we sat down and our methodology was to ensure that we contact the complainant.
Okay.
We were able to talk to him on three occasions. Also, the doctors involved, we talked to them too.
Okay.
What really happened was that then in 2018, actually the event took place 2019.
Okay.
The committee was able to discover that while in 2017 the hospital started neurosurgery clinic, because it's a new clinic.
Okay.
And then
okay.
the hospital had challenge of instrumentation.
Okay.
So what we did was that we outsourced the provision of instrumentation.
Okay.
And the committee was able to find out that the 250 the complainant claimed to have paid was actually paid for the instrumentation. And let him know. So when he was informed, he said that was a huge information to him.
Okay.
What we discovered was that there was a communication gap.
Hmm.
But the other 50,000, he claimed that the doctor demanded and was given. Yes, he persistently maintained his claim, but
okay.
the doctor vehemently denied. And the difficulty the panel had was that there was no any substantial evidence for us to say that actually cash of 50,000 was given to the doctor.
Okay.
So that is where we are, and the chairperson, Dr. Kisuku, will let you know the recommendations we made.
Right.
And permit me to say this. Before then,
yeah.
as I've said, we were in transformation period.
Yeah.
And we equally asked Mr. Kelechi, the complainant, you did not inform the authority. The authority was not informed. We discovered that. But he said because of his agitation to ensure that the father-in-law was, given the necessary treatment. So that we let him know, because we have in various strategic areas that report of any indiscipline should be given to the man, should be reported to the authority. And again, we conspicuously pasted some signages that no cash should be given to any staff.
Mm.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that explanation. For those joining in, and you may be wondering, you know, what the explanation was about. So there was a complaint that made by Kelechi Ekola that back in 2019, that's what he said. But then their investigation later revealed that it was in 2018 that he took his father-in-law to FMC Butimeta. The father-in-law needed some form of procedure. And then the surgeon that was supposed to work on the father-in-law had to call him aside and said that, look, I know you've paid for hospital bill, but you have to pay me before I can do this job. And they bargained and everything. Then, according to Kelechi, what he said, that the doctor took 50,000 naira, the surgeon took 50,000 naira cash from him, then he gave him a contact to call. And the person will tell him how he will pay the balance. And without the balance, the surgeon wasn't going to, you know, work on the, you know, very ill father-in-law. He made the balance. He paid it before the doctor could attend to that. Then on hearing this, FMC responded by putting up together a panel. And that is why the panel, you know, is here this morning. Let me talk to Dr. Akinshiku. Before we get on to your recommendation, your panel's recommendation, who and who did you speak to before you could arrive at your recommendation? What's the process of your investigation like?
Okay, so thank you, Mr. Sheriff. We called some people, and some came in physically.
Okay.
So we called Mr. Kelechi several times because we wanted to be sure we were carrying him along.
Okay.
We even invited him physically, but he said he was out of town, so he wouldn't be able to come. We also called his wife.
Okay.
His wife, there were some evidences she was meant to give because of the payment, which was made from her account. But she said she wasn't interested in
the case.
Yes, she wasn't interested, so she wasn't able to provide us with the evidence. We called the doctor involved, the medical officer that's a consultant neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
We also called the medical officer that worked with him.
Yeah.
The matron on the ward was also contacted. And we also called the
vendor.
The vendor, who was the supplier. So the vendor was ill.
Supplier of what now?
Of the instruments.
The instruments.
Yes, of the instruments.
Okay.
So he was ill, but they made themselves available via phone call at every time we called them.
Okay.
The doctors came in physically for their own interviews, and they were available all throughout. So when we did that, we were able to establish, like Dr. Ayola has said, that there was payment being made at that period for instrumentation. And that was because, you know, neurosurgery had just started in FMC at that time, so the hospital hadn't purchased those equipment. And if you recall, Mr. Kelechi said that he realized that the moment he paid, he was called within minutes that his father-in-law was wheeled in. Now, the vendor supplies sterile equipment.
Okay.
He's not going to give it to the patient.
Okay.
They take it to the theater straight
up
and then inform the surgeon that the instrument is available, your patient can be moved to the red line. So that was what happened, you know, but there was really a lapse of communication, and that gave room for a lot of assumptions. Like they said, I've not communicated if you, the recipient, has not fully understood what I am saying. So it's not, I don't blame Mr. Kelechi for whatever assumptions he had. He was a caregiver, he was receiving services, you know, and he didn't have a full picture of what happened. So when he says he did not see the material he paid for, he was right. He didn't see it. But the material had gotten to the theater. The only reason they couldn't go before that was because FMC is not the owner of the instruments.
Okay.
So until the guy receives payment, he doesn't move the instruments.
Mm.
So then we also, the nurse, the matron also attested, the matron, the medical officer also attested to the fact that the surgeon doesn't, that's a consultant, doesn't deal directly with the patients when it comes to even money, and that the operating model for the unit at that time, it gives instructions, don't get involved with patients' money. You know, but we are all learning, and the systems are better now.
Yeah.
Because the EMR has come into place, and then you are paying, nobody is getting in touch with cash. And the billing department is now directly in charge of informing patients what the cost of their surgery is, or even the entire thing that is going to cost in the hospital. And also, even if you, the hospital is owing you, we have a refund policy. And within 2 weeks, usually, once you fill the form, you get your refund back. So like I said, it was just a communication lapse. And then the fact that at that period, the hospital was trying to get on its feet. You know, Mr. Kelechi even claims he's a friend of the hospital.
That's right.
Yes, he delivered all his children with us, and that he even still uses the hospital.
Right, indeed.
Same with his wife. So
right, indeed.
It was just...
Lagos, if you're joining us, you're welcome. It's Health Thursday here on Nigeria Info 99.3. 8:22 is the time. I'm gonna you know, open up the phone lines with what you have heard before, because we're gonna still go into the recommendations made by the panel. But with what you have heard this morning as to the side of FMC of this story, what do you make of it? We're gonna give you a very limited time of 60 seconds to share, you know, your submission before we head out to our first break, which is about 2 minutes away. Please make it short. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904, the ladies only. You've got 60 seconds to talk to me, please. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I can't hear a thing. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning to you.
Good
I can hear you.
Joy, yes, please. Yes.
Welcome, Joy.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm calling for is why did the complainant not actually come out, you know, to also say his own part of the story when the panel actually called, you know, and the evidences, you know, the claim they made, the evidences they had. Why did they actually pursue through?
No, because sorry, I didn't get that part. Who now?
No, I mean the evidence the complainant had or has.
Okay.
Why didn't they actually come to present it to the panel, you know, now that the case is being pursued? Sheriff, I'm actually having issues with Nigerians, you know. When you actually have a case, you know, you come out publicly to talk about it, and somebody is trying to help you to fight through, and you didn't check out. To me, it's actually very wrong. If you know you...
All right, Joy, thank you. Your point is noted. I'm sorry, but I need to see if I can squeeze in another call. Can I? I can't. Well, Joy, thank you for your thought. Well, that's another area of conversation entirely, because Kelechi and... you heard the doctor said that, you know, the wife said, you know, she wasn't interested anymore. That's why she wasn't going to come through with the evidence. But let's get a break. We'll be back.
You ask the questions. We bring the answers. Your number one station for talk, 99.3.
Experience a better way to stay connected.
Listen, fellas and girls.
Download the Nigeria Info mobile app on iOS and Google Play Store. Join the conversation and stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The conversation is just a click away. 95.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Night 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we are back on the morning crossfire, and my phone lines are still blinking. I know quite a number of people want to, you know, interact with the panel from FMC Abutimeta. So let's take your reactions to what we've said, what we've discussed so far, before I head back to the panel members. Okay, 0700 993 993 993, and 01465 7190. Please make it 60 seconds, okay? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Good morning. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm very happy to get you this morning. I'm a first-time caller.
It's good to have you.
My name is Daniel. About FMC, I have a very bitter experience about FMC.
Okay.
FMC is supposed to be a federal hospital, but it operates as a very private hospital in a private level, and they are very expensive. My first child, I lost my first child in that same hospital. I tell you, if we have to do an investigation, we'll find out that the manner and the way they operate is different. I have experience about that hospital. There was a apart from the case that I have with them, I moved my wife to that hospital in the morning. She was almost to our delivery.
Okay.
8 months plus. We got there in the morning, around 5 a.m. in the morning. We kept waiting till almost 12 o'clock for them to wait for somebody that have to do the scan.
Okay.
The scan doctor to come.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't wait any longer. They referred us back to Yaba. We went to Yaba. By the time we came back with the result of the scan, the baby was still breathing. We had to wait till almost 6 o'clock. The baby died in the womb, and the night later operated that child.
Oh.
And I paid for all those bills. It's a very bitter experience. And the same way, a police officer was brought, he was on duty, he was shot, he was bleeding to the point of death. They refused to attend to the doctor, to the police officer, until almost in the night, because of payment.
When did this case, your wife, when did it happen?
It was in 2007.
July 1st, 2007. I'm so sorry.
Please,
I'm really, really sorry.
Let them investigate the hospital. There's a lot of irregularity that's going on in that hospital. I'm telling you this.
I'm really sorry. Thank you so much for calling me. Who's going to take this?
I'll take it.
Yes, please. Please go on.
Okay. I'm really sorry about your experience, sir. There are no small... it's not small at all. So we're really sorry about that. And I hope that you heal as you go along. But just to say that this was in 2007.
Yes.
If you know the history of Federal Medical Center, Ibutimeta, we've had our downtimes, you know. And it's only until about 4 years now before things started looking up again. So this might fall at that period where things were not working and what maybe a dark period for us as well. So that's why I said I would apologize for that, because a life is very precious.
That's right.
But I hope that he can find a way to maybe see us now, you know, and we could even talk and also look at that incident, you know, and see what were the remote and immediate causes that could have made that happen, and look at how we could correct it.
But things have since changed in the hospital. There've been reforms in the hospital.
Yes, about four times. At least, even now, if he came, you know, like he said, there was no scan. They had to go to Yaba.
Yeah.
Now we have an in-house scan now. Even Dopplers are working as well. And if there was no space, you know, you are referred urgently.
Okay.
So that there is no mortality on our hands. Not that you'd be kept waiting for that. You should be able to access healthcare somewhere else, because time is of essence usually in emergency.
Especially in the health sector. Yeah. Let's speak with Friday, who's been on the line. Friday, hi. Friday, are you here? Okay, Friday's no more here. I'm going to take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Please turn off your radio. Call me back once you've done that, okay? Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Charlie?
Very well, sir.
Yeah, this is the barrister Peter Oku. I'm calling from Maryland.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes. You see, the issue of this Federal Medical Center thing is not unique to that Federal Medical Center. As I'm talking to you, my right leg is amputated. My right leg is amputated because of the carelessness of the medical staff at LUT, Lagos University Teaching Hospital. So it's not unique to federal money. Anything federal, anything government in Nigeria is failed. And Nigeria is a failed state. If you go to LUT, you have to buy my personal experience. So
I understand.
You have to buy your own cotton wool. Everything, nothing is working. You know, I even pitied the doctors there. So that lady that is apologizing to you, she doesn't need to apologize. They also work in a very frustrated environment. And we have failed as a nation. Let me tell you, let's go back and be colonized by the British again. This country has failed. I've lost my leg because of people's carelessness.
So, I'm so sorry.
I wanted to sue the loot, but who are you going to sue? Nothing is working. This country is a mess. Thank you.
I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. Dr. Ashiku, let me come to you, Dr. Kishiku, because we're still going to other areas this morning. Let's talk about the recommendations after, you know, you concluded your investigations. What are those recommendations?
Okay, so we realized that many of the hiccups along the way, the EMR has addressed them.
Okay. What's the EMR?
The electronic medical record system, which is, you know, we're fully
digitalized.
Okay. So payment, everything is online. We're like a cashless system really now.
Okay.
So all this I'm paying somewhere. Do you get? So even for the vendors, if we have any, the vendor is not getting money directly.
Okay.
You get. So we also said, okay, the ward managers have to also be on their toes more. Okay. You should always get the patients informed effectively. Communication is two-way. So I have to make sure that the ward managers have to make sure that what is being communicated is understood, is not misconstrued, there's no assumptions, and you should be more open so that if I don't understand, I can come back to you. So, and then they are also to tell the patients about their rights, the hospital policies and procedures, and all the variety of services they are going to get.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Then
clearly communicated.
Yes, clearly communicated.
Right.
Not that I say, oh, I've told you, but do you understand?
Do you understand what I've just told you?
And if you think you don't understand, please come back again, and we can have this over and over again. And then we also noted that physicians should be discouraged from contacting patients on how bills should be paid in the hospital. The billing department should undo that. So, like, let me give you an example. In my consulting room now, I could have a patient plan for a procedure.
Okay.
The patient could ask me, oh, doctor, so how much do you think this is going to cost? It's just normal to say, okay, it might cost you maybe 100,000, but that's an estimate. I just don't want you to go back and forth. It depends on how the patient understands it. The patient can come later and say, I was told 100,000. I've spent more than that, you know. So we are saying, doctors don't even go there. Just tell them, oh, go to the billing. Billing is being paid to sort that out for you, and they will sort it out. And then we also said the management should urgently arrange and execute sensitization and enlightenment programs for both the HODs, consultant staff, so that everybody knows what their rights are, what their responsibilities and their roles are. There are no ambiguity. So I think once we are clear with each other, this friction would be reduced to the barest minimum. You know, so, and management has started this last recommendation already. So those were what we
fantastic found. Fantastic. Good job. Let me come to Ms. Zulu, the director of pharmacy. What are the other services that FMC Butimeta offer? Before we go there, what do you think is the takeaway, you know, from all of this, the complaints and why we're here?
Thank you very much, Mr. Sheriff. I think it's time for Nigerians to speak out.
Okay.
We deserve good quality services and you're paying for it. So if at any time you feel you're being cheated or you're not getting premium service, please feel free to approach the authorities. For FMC, I can only speak for FMC. You have phone numbers around, they are pasted around, who you can call, send messages to, and they will respond. And these phone numbers are with our TMCs, the top management committees, and they will respond to all your complaints. If they have to call you, and they will sort it out. So I think Nigerians should now speak out and demand for good services. We are here to deliver the service. But we also need you to assess the service and appraise us. Give us feedback so that we can keep improving ourselves as well.
Fantastic. You'd like to add anything to that, Mr. Samson?
The only thing I will add to that, sir, Nigerians, we deserve the best. And if you look at the name of your your institution, once we talk, Nigerians will be informed.
That's right.
If you look at the wall behind you,
yes, I can see
Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Once we talk, Nigerians will be informed. We shouldn't keep things to ourselves. We shouldn't live a life of ambiguity. Once certain area is not clear, let's come up. For example, I believe this program has reinstated the public trust in public facility, because some Nigerians will swear that forget those people,
nothing happened there.
Nobody will come up to defend anything or do anything. But we have a wonderful management. In fact, since the inception of this management, we've experienced tremendous transformation. If you look at us this morning, anywhere you are going as a staff, you must be identified. Even the blind must be able to see you, that you belong to this particular institution. So I want to appreciate this institution for what you are doing, for keeping up the hope alive that Nigeria we still get there.
We will get there. Yeah. Absolutely, we will. Thank you. So let me come back to you now as to other services that, because if there's anything that I've learned this morning is that FFC Butemeta has gone through, you know, different phases of transformation. You've transitioned from one phase to another. What were those things that FMC, the services that you render at FMC right now for people listening in? I mean, because let's face it, most Nigerians can't afford private health care. So this is what we have. So what are those things that they can get?
Thank you once again. Like one of our callers said, people come into FMC now and think they're in a private setting. It is that beautiful. This is an hospital you will come into. You don't feel that you are in an hospital. You know, for us, we think an hospital has this peculiar hospital smell.
Yeah.
Not in FMC Butemeta.
It's not true. There's always a smell.
Okay, I will invite you over. And you will come back to tell Nigerians what you experience it. So for us, one of our pillars for the management is that we want to curb medical tourism. And what that means is that we want to bring in what you can take outside the country here. You can get it here in Butemeta.
Oh, fantastic.
That is what our target is. And because of that, we have opened up. Most recently, we've started the endoscopy procedures. This is not something that is common in Nigeria. Many people need to go to private hospitals, travel out of the country to do this. And we all know all the process, all the problems we have, brain drain in Nigeria. But we want to turn the brain drain to brain green. So for us, we have what you call a skill transfer, whereby we invite Nigerians working over there who have all the experience to come in, carry out these procedures with our doctors, train them, transfer the skills so that our doctors can now carry out these procedures for the benefit of Nigerians. So we have that one presently now at the general surgery. We have the medical services as well that covers diabetic, hypertension, or chronic diseases. Of course, the new surgery that brought us here. We have the nephrology. We have a 24 hours dialysis center. We have a 24 hours
dialysis center.
Yes.
Oh wow.
We have a 24 hours pharmacy, pharmaceutical services, 24 hours medical laboratory services. So once you come in at any time, there's always somebody on ground. We have a big oxygen production unit, so we generate our own oxygen ourselves, so we never run out. Recently, we also have our molecular laboratory, world class ICU intensive care unit, so that the average Nigerians can benefit from it. It's not about the money, but once you need it, you will get the services. So we have the intensive care unit, we have the isolation wards, we have the 24 hours accident and emergency. Our GOPC runs 8 to 6, not the regular 8 to 2 or 8 to 4. So at any point in time, you are there to assess a medical care. If after 6, the A&E is open for all form of emergencies. And we have a pediatric unit as well. So every form of pediatric issues, you are sure you are guaranteed. You have the pediatric cardiology, every form, pediatric surgeon, all are all available in FMC Butemeta. I also want to talk about the skill transfer.
Okay.
It's a process that is ongoing. So we want to encourage Nigerians. You don't stay outside and think you know what is going on. Pay a visit. Come acquire what your tax is being used for.
Right.
It might be a little bit expensive. We all know what it is, but good services, you're guaranteed.
Indeed. Let's take a few more reactions from the public. We're almost, that's how time flies. We're almost done. Let's take a few, maybe one or two before we go this morning. Can I take one? Okay, I can take one more call. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good services.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're listening to you.
Okay, my name is Ona. I just want to contribute to the discussion ongoing.
Go on, please, Ona. Go on.
Okay, so I just want to, first, I just want to let people know that FMC is not a government or public hospital, so to say. It's just an hybrid of private and public. So if you think you're going to get a cheaper service there, it's not going to be possible. Also, what I would want to bring up, this is my first-hand experience with FMC on two occasions, different occasions, because I've had the issues with my family going through surgery there.
Okay.
The nursing care in FMC is actually zero. The nurses, actually at the time, I told them that they were just angels of death. when, meanwhile, they were supposed to be angels that give life. Mm. The nurses are so... They actually need another orientation. They need to be rebranded. They need to go through a process, because if at the end of the day you go through surgery, you get the good, you come out, your surgery is successful. Yeah. By the time it gets to the nursing care, the nurses are completely... I've never had a good experience with the nursing care there. Mm. But with the doctors are fantastic. Mm. Shout out to Dr. EJ, Dr. Itie, Dr. Shuwade, you know, so many of them that have come across that have gone, you know, the extra miles. But when it comes to the nurses, oh God.
You have a big issue with that.
It is terrible. Mm. When I mean terrible, I know a lot of people can say this.
I understand.
The nursing care in FMC, it is completely zero. I don't know where they were trained from.
I understand. Your point is made. Thank you so much for your point. So, gentlemen, I would have loved for you to respond to that.
It's Medic West Africa Exhibition and Conference 2022 that sent me to do this one. And this is one information that I have been announcing all week long. So just in case you missed